back in the house.
Welcome back.
All things black.
And the way podcast.
Okay.
Right. 2020.
For those of you who are listening for the first time, this is not our ancestors podcast. A black podcast dedicated to, of course, all things what?
Black.
Where we, appear episode when necessary, and we discuss all things black, including politics, culture, relationships, and what we like to call our
most valuable black
and brown.
Man, I was flat.
Okay.
It's okay.
2021 has been flat so far, so.
Back.
So before we get into it, so those of you who live in Pittsburgh, you know, or you mostly have heard about this Burger King in the south side of East Carson that at one point was not a Burger King. It operated in the Burger King facility, but was not a Burger King for a short period of time. So you would go there and order, like, first of all, the menu was different. So that was
clue number one.
That was the first clue. I was like,
okay.
So they're not calling it Whoppers no more. Oh, I'll get a double cheeseburger? I'll take a large, onions and onion rings. Onion rings and a drink, right? Well, you got your double cheeseburger, which was basically a double Whopper with cheese. You got your onion rings and or fries in like a styrofoam cup.
No.
And it was all placed into a brown paper bag. Mm-hmm. And you can eat, sometimes you have a styrofoam cup, a bigger one with liquid in it, or you might have a red Solo cup they gave you.
For your drink?
For your drink.
Mm-hmm. I quit.
So.
Did you die? Oh, you're here. Never
mind. Why were we talking about this?
Oh, because we were talking about fake things. Something doesn't matter.
Okay, so this is what happens when we talk off air and then we bleed into the episode. But thanks for listening,
right,
guys. But no, how funny was that? So I remember that. And anybody who went to Pitt, if you were drunk on the south side, at some point you stumbled past this pseudo Burger King. It was obviously the shell of a Burger King. It was a franchise that obviously had been a bust.
Right.
So they could no longer operate as Burger
King.
So
they were just like,
So they would serve you everything Burger King-esque,
right.
But you would get it in unmarked bags.
Right.
And I think that is so hilarious.
You summed it up so well.
A quintessential part of Pittsburgh.
Were black people operating in this facility?
I honestly don't recall
who served anyone. Yeah. I just remember walking in, when I say walking, that was generous. I probably stumbled because it was the south side. I stumbled into that unmarked Burger King, unlicensed, registered trademark, not a Burger King. And I just remember being amused looking at the menu because it was almost like, those menus that you have in the Chinese restaurant, and every Chinese restaurant has the same kind of like
background,
the same,
a little dragon at the top.
Exactly, the same pictures of the same food.
Right.
The only thing that's different is the digits for the prices or whatever. This Burger King menu was like that, except for the names were pulled out, so they just had like descriptions of things,
just
prices,
photos and a price, right.
Ignorant.
Oh, it was a hot mess. It was just
the messes of our youth. Well, anyway, thanks for tuning into Not Our Ancestors
yes.
podcast, guys. This
Happy
is
New
the
Year.
First one. Happy New Year. I'm glad to be back talking to you guys.
Yeah.
How are we?
We're
struggling.
Struggling. Because 2021 is trying to live up to its big sister 2020 right now.
And she's succeeding.
Yeah. She's doing a good job.
She's
well on her way.
She's doing a good job.
She's well on her way. But I know you
We
have
do have some fun stuff and some nice positive things to talk about. Yeah, guys, because this week, it's not going to be a normal episode where we give everybody an opportunity to politic. This week, as you all know, something big happened. We had a whole bunch of Trumpers. Things happened. Mm-hmm. And so we want to devote this episode primarily to discussing that. But before we get into it, let's talk some real fast. Did you cares? I want to shout out to my girl, Jasmine Sullivan.
Yes.
You know, her album debuted. Her EP. Debuted this week, Hotels. Have you guys listened to it?
I am halfway through.
Ooh,
I see.
Okay.
So you know how they used to do those Tiny Desk performances?
Yes.
Well, they can't do them anymore, obviously, because of 2020 and COVID. That's bled over into 2020
as usual. COVID.
But Jasmine did hers from home.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And that's how I knew this EP dropped. And I'm usually up on new music, especially with Jasmine, because I love her. Mm. And I've been waiting. And
we talked about that recently.
I don't know how I missed it, but I was scrolling through Facebook, and I seen her do this Tiny Desk, and I thought it was an old Tiny Desk. And I was like, I'm here for it. I'll go ahead and watch this. And it was brand new, and it was great. And I was like, oh, let me go and download this EP. It's amazing.
It's dope.
And I'm only halfway through.
And I love the fact that, like you said, she did. She recorded the whole thing from her home. Is that what you're saying?
The Tiny Desk performance.
Oh, okay. Because one of the things that I like so much about this EP is, it's called Hotels, and I listened to it. It's a short EP. It's only like 35 minutes long. But she has these short short little vignettes.
Skits
talking to, I'm guessing, some of her friends, some of her close relatives, other women that she's just kind of close with. And they're talking about their experiences with sex and life and relationships. And I love it. And it's some real authentic, real honest conversations.
Like, Ari Lennox is on it. A little
She's talking
like, okay, you grown. Like, I remember when you were a little younger.
Right.
You
know, busting windows out of cars.
Right. Because you were upset. But now this woman talking about bodies.
She needs her money up front.
Everything. Right. Immediately.
She needs paychecks. You know. It's a dope album. I'm sorry. I keep calling it an album. It's a dope EP.
It is really good.
And what I'll also say, Issa Rae, Jasmine Sullivan shouted out Issa Rae on Twitter saying it would be dope to do kind of like a little short movie film to Hotels. And Issa Rae commented that, you know, you ain't said nothing but a word, essentially. So who's to say if we get a collaboration between Issa Rae and Jasmine?
I'm sure it's going
to
happen.
I'm sure we're getting it.
She has the capacity to create stuff like that now, so...
I would love it.
I'm excited. I want to listen to the rest of it. I'm like literally like 17, 18 minutes through.
Ooh, it's good.
But it's amazing.
Was listening to the skits.
I got plenty to do.
So I wanted another good thing. Shout out to the Phi Beta Sigmas.
Hey, Blue Five. Happy Founders Day, brothers.
Happy Founders Day. January 9th was their official Founders Day, founded in 1914. Shout out to them at Howard.
Howard University.
Did y'all care about that? Did y'all see any of the Sigmas stepping on your timeline?
Everybody was flipping your timeline. I was like, go ahead.
I mean, because it's my Founders Day. I'm a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. I was most excited because I can't think of his name, but one of our fraternity brothers is currently stationed at the International Space Station floating in space.
Oh, wow.
So he like shouted out the organization and had like a little interview from the station. So that was pretty awesome.
Amazing.
So shout out to the bros.
Wasn't John Lewis?
John Lewis.
Shout out.
Rest in peace, brother.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we cared about that. I saw a couple Sigma stepping on my timeline, and I was reminiscing.
I feel old.
Right,
it did. My knees hurt. What? I ain't stepping nowhere.
Can I expect some stepping at the wedding? I would really much.
Some strolling. I don't know, but there will be no stepping.
I'll take a stroll.
There might be some strolling. My line brothers are there, and they're very ignorant, just like me. So I'm sure they're not going to let a moment pass without us doing something.
I was here, and it's usually something that happens.
I'm here for that.
So 96 days.
Hey, speaking of which, we got the official invite.
Of course,
the class. Like the invite. The class.
I haven't actually
it was dripping out of the envelope.
I think I have opulence. Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Opulence.
It made me feel, and this is shout out to what's going on Netflix. It made me feel, look at how gorgeous. It made me feel very Bridgerton. Very classy.
Okay. Oh, look at it.
Great emotion. Okay.
Yes, I love the invite.
We have gotten a lot of very good feedback on the invites. Make sure you guys are RSVP.
Oh, that's why I had it in my bag. I gotta put it in the mail.
Keep track of those. You can do it online. There's a website as well.
Oh, I have it open right
now. I feel comfortable. And the last thing before, you know, just to kind of lead us into this dark hole that we are about to get into. Did y'all see our sister Carrie Hilson?
Nope. Who's sister? I got a sister named Carrie.
Listen.
What she done did now?
Her name is Carrie. It's so scary.
It is scary.
What she is saying out of her mouth, guys.
What she do?
She basically said that President Trump
nope.
has the right and the privilege to say what he wants on Twitter because we operate in a democracy. Now, Carrie, I want to tell you this, girlfriend. I know you obviously missed civics class, but Twitter is a private entity. It does not have to operate by the standards of a governmental agency.
Right, it's not
number
public.
One. Number two, Miss Carrie. Oh, so scary. Because I'm so salty by her.
So we're just going to read her right now?
I have so much to say. The reason why his speech was bound on, was silenced on the private sector is because his speech was inciting. So once you start to incite violence, that also goes
did
against.
Did she miss Wednesday?
She missed every day of civics.
Clearly.
She must have been watching Beyonce videos, trying to learn moves. Look, I don't know what she was doing, but she did not pay attention.
Sis. But then,
why did she
sis.
Say that?
You're not my sis, but I'm gonna call you sis. you were banned.
Banned.
Many, many years ago. How old is Blue?
Eight, nine.
So you were banned like almost a decade ago. And we were being nice recently by kind of allowing you to come back in. You didn't get the invite to the barbecue quite yet.
No.
But we were working on that until now. And you will never get
no
ever.
Longer.
We're done with it.
I'm not inviting her to baby showers, and we know baby showers are just for gifts. I don't even want your free gift, Carrie.
Wait,
you can't come. I don't want you anywhere around me.
So did anybody see the whole interview?
Guys,
because you know how the media be real about dropping snippets.
No, I seen the whole statement. But
I encourage you to hop up on Instagram.
No, I saw Carrie Hilson say something about Trump, and I was like, not interested. It didn't matter what was going to be said.
Just the fact that, like, number one, she's on a platform, and we talk about this all the time. She's on a platform where people are looking up to her. So now she's not only spitting out something
she's
that doesn't make sense.
She's
right? She's being a sympathizer. It doesn't make sense. And she's in a position of being a, you know, an admired African-American female. It's Black Queen time. Every other Black person on the planet got superheroes. She somehow missed the... She missed hers? What happened?
Okay.
What happened to her superpowers?
Here's what she said. She said, this is just a quick, I'm not even going to read all this because she's dumb.
Because she's dumb. Facts.
This may be funny, but it is a little dangerous.
She started it. Hold on. She started with, this may be funny.
Right. Like,
bitch,
what?
You damn right it's funny.
Because you're saying it.
Because you're dumb.
So she says, take Trump out of it. For a moment. No.
Why?
He is the reason.
He's the
you're
point.
Here.
He's the reason for the season, Carrie.
See, right there, I don't need to listen to no part of that.
Okay, and I'll be
because,
on anyway. That was
because
it.
I was going to think about it. If you say take Trump out, time out.
Take you out.
No, that's time
immediately.
Out. That's time out. This isn't a scenario where you can interchange a moving piece about this would happen. No. If you take him out, then you dissipate the entire events that happened that day.
Right.
Like, there's a reason
Let's
you have
not
to keep
diminish
him in
him.
The category because that's how bad it was. He right. started chaos.
It's his well, chaos.
But let me ask her this question. Where have you been with all the Black social issues? I haven't heard a word.
Not a word. But go ahead, wait, read anyone. The rest of it.
No, we don't. It's not
her
fault. It
was bad. But the bottom line is you're fully canceled.
Fully trash.
You will never be not canceled.
Dumpster juice.
Listen, if a bop come out and it's a bop, I'm a bop.
I may not buy
it.
She better not sing near nine.
I mean, didn't we say J Lo was who was singing J Lo songs?
Ashanti.
Okay. I'm gonna need Ashanti to go ahead and cover any Carrie Hilson bop that is going to come out in the future.
I'm over Carrie.
I would like her to go back and cover Carrie Hilson bops that are already out.
She used to write music for other artists that were really good. If she wanna continue down that avenue, fine.
Carrie,
I gotta hear you ever again, I'm cool.
It makes sense that fine African man left her. Because he
was
probably
let's move on.
Cassette Michelle? Didn't she sing at the inauguration?
Oh, yes, Cassette Michelle.
You ain't learning anything from her?
Apparently not. All right, well, let's get back into take a break, come back and talk about some events that transpired this past week that made us sad, made us happy, and obviously, Miss Carrie, I hope you pay attention to this week's event, so maybe the next time that something comes out your mouth, we know it's not going to be a song. Hopefully, it's intelligent.
Yeah. Okay.
See you, Carrie. Bye.
So we're going to take a break, and then we'll be back with our politicking for the rest of the time.
Yes.
All right, we're back, guys. And, so we're gonna do some politicking, a lot of it, and it's all super serious, kind of. We're gonna start off with some positives.
Unfortunately, it is.
So the United States Senate will flip to Democratic led on January 20th when President-elect Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will be sworn in and inaugurated. I'm always going to say him and her. I'm never just going to be like Vice President-elect Biden. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris as well. But the reason that has happened is because Georgia has saved the United States.
Can we twice. Thank twice. You, Georgia? Twice. Thank you, twice. Georgia.
They came through and they gave Biden the win back in November, which we appreciate. And very then much. They turned around because they had a runoff election for two U.S. Senate seats, and they pulled that shit off, too.
Let's celebrate Georgia.
So we're going to celebrate Georgia, but we also going to make sure we celebrate, and this is my MVP since we're not doing MVPs, Stacey Abrams. Because yes. She's the reason why Georgia is now blue for the time being. And I know that, like, as long as she's there and continuing her her work, she will definitely, well, Georgia will definitely stay going in our direction. I think she needs to run for governor again. It's her time.
Yeah.
She needs to have that state. She deserves. We all deserve to, like, give her her flowers now. All that good stuff. Because now that Georgia is blue, Biden and Kamala are going to be able to get work done.
We hope that they are going to be getting work done.
I think they are. Because I have faith in our vice president. Our president is cool.
But you have to remember, he's not only cool, but he also knows how to do this job. Yes. Like, it's not like he's coming in. Yeah. So it's like, regardless of, like, yes, we have the opportunity now, we have all the places in order that we need to create some type of change from the bullshit we just had for the last four years.
Yes.
And you have a person who has been through 8 years of being the vice president, who is now the president, and you have Kamala, vice president-elect, who's also there to back him up. So,
right.
And she was, like, a senator.
Biden has been, he was in the Senate for 30 plus years before becoming vice president. So he knows how to, how the Senate works. He knows how Congress works. He knows how to cross aisles to get things accomplished. I just know he has a lot on his plate. They have a lot on their plate because Trump has destroyed our country in the last 4 years. And it literally, on Tuesday, when they finally called both Senate elections or the runoff elections for the Democrats,
right,
I literally finally took my first breath in 4 years. I was like, why? You know what I mean? Like, seriously, like, we had a Republican as the president who was terrible, like garbage. The Senate was controlled by Darth Vader, Mitch McConnell out here, like, stopping everything. Legislation has stacked up on his desk for the last 4 years because the House has been passing bills that are good for the country, and they go to the Senate to die. And he loves that. He calls himself the Grim Reaper of bills, literally. So, like,
did you see the meme where it had a picture of him with a life alert and it said, "Help, I've fallen and I can't obstruct"?
Oh my God.
No, but that's perfect. Like, yeah, that's exactly it. And that's Georgia. What he's done. And Georgia is the main catalyst for,
and you know,
us not having to deal with
and
that.
And you know what's also interesting, I try to remind people, is Georgia has to do this again in 2 years. Because Ossoff won an 8-year term. A 6-year, I'm sorry. And Warnock has to go again because he only won the 2-year. So they have to do this again so he can get a full 6.
Well, I think one of the things that, like, talking about the positives of that is I feel like President-elect and Vice President-elect, I feel like they are recognizing now that people are not just going to allow them to get away with, like, making
do stuff and not be held accountable.
And not be, right, and not being held accountable.
I want the rest of my stimulus.
And where's everybody's stimulus? Where's stimulus at? As they were saying. But I think that right now, I think that there will be a lot more accountability, and especially after, like, we're going to obviously have to get into more here in a bit, but especially after what just happened to our country at the Capitol.
Before we roll over into that, though, just to piggyback off what you said, Wes, yes, he'll have to run again in 2 years, but if Stacey runs for governor, that would be in 2 years as well.
Right.
So, like, her on the ticket That'll be, I feel like it's a not an instant win or an easy win, but it's a very likely win if she's on the ticket.
No, I'm just being, you know, like very realistic. Like a lot could happen in 2 years.
In 2 years as well is the midterm election. So we need to stay on our ground, period. That's just the bottom line. Like, yes, we have control for the next 2 years, and we probably will be able to get a lot accomplished. But it's not going to be easy because the Senate is 50-50, literally.
Right.
So, like, it's going to be a fight every time something big comes up. They'll probably get the 50-50 vote, and then Kamala going to come through and be like, bam, passed.
I mean, that's what's going to happen.
She's speaking.
Right. That's just what's going to happen.
With a gavel this time.
We're just going to have to deal with that, and that's just... They know what they can maneuver through and what they are strategizing for the first, like, 100 days and the first 2 years. Like, at this point, like, I say, I don't want to think about a four-year game plan. No. I want to think about a 12-year game plan.
I want to think about continuing to be on our grind.
Right.
Like, we can't let up. Right now, we kind of have our foot on their throats. Mm-hmm. Let's not let up. Let's just continue crushing their throats from now on.
I was like, because we can't just like, oh, okay, we got everything.
I think
we're done.
Also one of the things that reminding me, because you know how we talked about it gets overwhelming, like when you
it does
when you're so exhausted of it, and the finding the things to remind you to keep your foot on their throat. I had to remind myself because I found myself, especially after the stuff that happened this week, feeling exhausted.
Yep.
And then I saw, thanks to you know the internet, I saw an account of a shooting that happened at the Capitol in 2013 that involved that involved an African-American woman
and her 13-month baby
and her baby's heart. You know what I mean? And then it again reminded me just how often we are in a point of
they tried to trash her too.
Mental illness. They went into her apartment and
trying to act like she was Obama's mistress and other bullshit. Like, no, you killed that woman.
But okay, and we should probably talk about that at some point too. But anyway, it just reminded me, like, we have so much work to do, and even though we feel like we got a leg up because of the events. I mean, you know, some people might feel, I know personally, I was getting kind of like exhausted. I'm like, okay, we got the presidency in the bag, and then everything happened, and I'm just like, okay.
I feel like it's a moment right now, right at this moment until inauguration. This is my thinking, that I can breathe a little bit, because I know things are going to, like, at least be in our control, and things will be more geared, and it'll be more normal when it comes to politics and us on the world stage. But best believe, come January 20th, when they are sworn in, I'm back on my grind again. Like, hey, when's the next election? Because I got to vote again and again and again. But I'm going to take this moment to, like, decompress. But, unfortunately, my decompressing... well, the whole Georgia election, the runoffs got overshadowed on Tuesday.
Right. So, on Tuesday, I was in my bag because it's the day my dad passed. So I was just like, I'm already checking out. So I was checked out. Like, I was like, oh, I know they're supposed to go vote tomorrow. That's not my business no more. Like, I didn't talk about it. Yeah, I talked about it. I put it on our social networks and this stuff. I did my part. Like, I donated money. You know what I'm saying? Like, all that stuff. But I took a break. And I was very excited and happy the next day. I mean, I just searched. And I was like, okay, whatever. I got to go to work. Cool. Not did I know to expect to fast forward that the next daggone day I would see chaos ensue on television, and it was like another day for some people, for the rest of our country, and for the rest of us who recognize what we witnessed that day.
So, the only thing funny about that day, I will say, is that I feel like black people collectively was like, that's not our business.
Let's talk about this day, guys. Right. Talk about that day. Right.
So January 6, 2021. So I'm just going to keep saying that. So remember this.
Donald Trump called his minions to D.C. He said, that's the day we need to come.
The Electoral College was supposed to be counted.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. So they would be certified.
Boom.
Yes. So Congress
Democratic world was expecting for this very normal
Democratic process. Well, they already thought that it was going to be a disaster anyway because of Republicans.
They were prepared for the disaster.
So the Electoral College votes from each state were supposed to be certified in Congress on January 6th.
Yes.
Okay.
usually no one notices this happen. Right. No one pays attention.
Right, it's like a boring day in
politics. It literally is something that no one, I honestly did not, as much as I pay attention to politics,
I didn't know
shit about the electoral certification.
Yes, agreed.
Until now. And it's all because Trump, all along since his loss, has been saying that this election has been rigged.
Right.
So his minions,
no evidence has been,
and a bunch of Republicans. No, I mean 60 some odd lawsuits, and they all got rejected.
Right,
all of them. Mm-hmm. So like he has lost every which way, including in the courts.
Yep.
So his next move was to say, "You need to come protest. We need to take our country back. Come on January 6th, so we can stop the steal." Is what they've been saying.
Right.
So he has a whole stage and everything set up outside the White House for him to come out and speak to these people. They've all masked on to D.C. early.
No, wait a minute. Now, you know what music was played at this rally?
I don't even care.
He played Michael Jackson's Billie Jean.
No, dude.
I don't know how that makes any sense for what's going on. And the Village People's Macho Man.
Didn't they tell him to stop playing that?
Exactly. So okay. I'm already like, how?
So wait a minute. I'm caught up on the fact that he had a stage set up.
The White House, you knew that's where they were coming. But he called them.
So they came the day before.
They came weeks like a week, not weeks, but like days.
They got a permit for this.
And so they're outside the White House, several thousand of his minions out there, these Trumpers. And he comes out and he speaks to them. And he's talking about how they stole the election from him. He won bigly. And
oh, wow. What a word.
By, huge amounts. And, you know, they stole the votes. And they did all these, felonious things to cause him to lose this election. Because he really didn't lose. And then he said, go to the Capitol.
Right. And we're going to march over there.
Make sure they don't steal the vote, basically, is what he said.
Right.
And when he was done, that's what they did. They literally left the White House, marched the 8 blocks to the Capitol, and then pursued to invade it. Like, they literally broke windows out, broke into the actual Capitol.
Well, before we get there, we have to remember that people helped them get there. Somebody moved barricades for them to get there.
One of the pictures that I saw that was so absolutely disturbing to me was one of the Trumpers scaling a wall, using a barricade as a ladder.
Yep.
And I thought to myself, if this is not more of a perfect example in a picture form of what this country is really about. Look at white privilege. We're going to take this barrier that is used to hold out black people. We're going to take this barrier that we use to assault you when you peacefully gather. We're going to take this same barricade and we're going to climb into the Capitol
government building.
You're not going to do shit about it.
That building is the epitome of democracy to the world.
The epitome. To which world. They took the
and you let them in there.
But what's worse, into this portion as well. Like, when Black Lives Matter came in the summer, they had every, tactical gear and police we couldn't even get
What was their excuse?
Black Lives Matter couldn't even get to the steps of the Capitol, let alone into
it. And what was their excuse? They always said, well, we want to make sure that our buildings are protected.
Correct.
So there are a lot of peaceful protests, but some people have
right,
wanted
but you
to
have this mob.
So
of
what happened?
People.
What happened to that security agenda on January 6th then? The biggest secure building out of all the buildings that you want to protect. You couldn't protect it.
I love what is coming out slowly and in bits and pieces. We're seeing that there were certain, and Dante, you can speak more on that, but there were certain officers who were called off. There were opportunities for them to have more coverage, and the extended coverage got denied.
Yeah, I think the chief of the Capitol Police resigned this week.
Yes,
after
did.
Nancy
As
Pelosi was
have.
Like, I need your resignation.
I need you to get up out of here.
If you call you somebody else gay, you got another one coming.
The person taking his spot
was
a black woman.
Okay.
Who now, she is the acting chief of the Capitol Police, black woman.
Yeah, I saw it, yeah.
Which is awesome. But there are so many failures there, even down to there's so many layers to this, because now I can also talk about the fact that the National Guard needed to be called in. DC has a National
the
Guard.
The mayor
right?
requested for one,
but
here's the
problem though. DC is not a state, so DC, the DC mayor can request all she wants for National Guard assistance. She doesn't control the National Guard.
Oh, yeah, I get that.
And
yeah.
It takes literally the, now what's his position? It's not the Secretary of Defense, but one of the most senior ranking officers in the military, in the Army.
So he able to deploy the National Guard on
the to D.C.
Okay.
Like, so there's the Chief of Defense.
There has to be, like, no, it's the Secretary of the Army. It goes all the way up to him to be able to use the National Guard in D.C. Mm. Because there's no governor. Like Maryland, Virginia, Pennsylvania, every other state has a governor. And that governor can utilize those troops however he or she deems fit. DC's not a state. The mayor doesn't have that power. She has to request for help. Thankfully, there are memorandums of understanding essentially amongst like the DC, Virginia, Maryland area. So she is able to call the governor of Maryland, the governor of Virginia, and be like, hey, can you send your troops in? But that takes time as well.
Right.
And she had, well, not she, but they had their own National Guard. But the thing is, Trump wasn't about to say, go ahead and do that. Go ahead.
Oh, no, but yeah, my point was the fact that she is doing what she was supposed to be doing. She saw something was going to happen, and she was like, hey, hello.
She was preparing.
Yeah, she was preparing.
Prepared.
So she was like, hello, at the end of the day, I requested for this shit. I requested because I foresaw that this was going to happen. So don't come back when y'all want to come start rolling his. It's going to stop here. Because homeboy over here said, no, they don't need that.
They
need
said
that.
Trump was nowhere to be found, essentially, when it came to that request. And it's understood that Pence is the one who gave the okay for the National Guard, the D.C. National Guard specifically, to come in and assist with the riot and insurrection that happened at the Capitol building. There's so many other issues. They're trying to make this Trump, this white woman who's 35 years old, who's a military veteran, they're trying to make her a martyr because she was shot.
She's not
Here's the thing. Let me talk about that for a second because it really pisses me off.
Her husband was the one who came out and he was like, her husband came out talking about singing her praises.
I mean, everybody who supports Trump is like, they're trying to say, why isn't Black Lives Matter out there?
Because she was breaking the law.
Clearly, period. First of all, and then they're
What are you talking about here?
There's so many issues.
One of the things that I'm...
She's lucky she got as far as she did.
While you're looking that up real quick, but one of the things that I'm also going to be here for is I want to see the action. I want to see the action moving forward. So all of these people who it has been seen that they were a part of the main facilitators for the violence, and I want to see these people prosecuted.
Well,
I want to see the charges.
A few have been fired already. The one dude who broke into Nancy Pelosi's office, he has been arrested on felony charges. So it's happening. It's just there were 100-some-odd arrests during the Black Lives Matter protest. There were only like 40 the night of the Capitol being taken over by insurgents. Like, it doesn't make any sense. But how do y'all feel? Do y'all like Sean King? Because I don't. I'm going to just put that out there before y'all respond. I can't.
Okay, so Sean King, to me, is a good resource for what is current and going in Black America, meaning that he puts decent content on his social networking.
So personally, he makes people aware.
Yes.
Okay.
Personally, he and his views and mine clash at times because I feel like that he doesn't realize that his agenda is full of bias and it's openly biased towards certain people.
So
it's just in my opinion.
To interrupt.
But
me personally, yes. I like Sean King. I've followed him for quite some time.
You might change your mind.
That's why I had to pull it. Because it's been a conversation that I've had in my household, too, about whether or not he's likable. But I support what you would
honestly, before this
here. Oh, he's great for content.
Before this here. So, I said I don't. But before this tweet, I was on the fence with Sean King. Because I feel like he is a detriment and good
at this. Effort.
Right, at the same time. Yes. So I've always been on the fence about him, and sometimes I scroll through and see what he wrote and I'd be like, "Oh, bro, that don't no." Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
No real words for it, but I'm just like, "Man, I don't know."
Yeah.
Yeah. But then I was. There are other times where I'll scroll through and be like, exactly. Yes. Like, that's exactly it. But yes. This here, no. So he says, I'm going to say something wildly unpopular in my circles.
Stop. See?
Full stop right there. Yeah. Right?
Don't right. say it.
Don't even go any further. But he did. Don't he say says, it. I've watched every video I can find of the Capitol Police shooting Trump supporter Ashley Babbitt. He says, it's a bad shooting. He said three police officers were behind her and should have stopped her themselves, and she was unarmed. That is his tweet. So, let me from the law enforcement aspect of this.
I'm logging off.
Like, so I've also watched the video, Mr. King, and I wholly disagree with everything you just wrote there. First of all, she was a part of a militia that broke into the Capitol. Felony.
Thank you.
Already.
Thank you.
She also, that group of people that she was with were attacking those three officers. They were outnumbered. There was nothing for them to do. What they did was get away so they could save their own lives, which exactly. Honestly, as a police officer, I would have rolled out too. There's nothing else I can do here. Yep. And I have a gun, yes. But there are like 60 people out here and I only have 14 bullets.
There you go.
So eventually I'm going to get my ass handed to me. So I'm gonna go ahead and tiptoe my ass around this corner and get out of the way, which they did. Then they proceeded to break the windows that were barricading the speaker side of Congress. And the only thing between that group of rioters and Congress people were those chairs and the few individuals, I don't know if they were law enforcement officers, they were Capitol Police with their guns, protecting these people. These people had zip ties. They were intending mm-hmm. on...
There was a noose outside.
Hostages.
They were intending on taking hostages. So the only thing that was stopping them from taking hostages was that one officer who chose to shoot her, and that's what she gets. I am not upset that this woman is dead at all. I don't care if she was a fucking veteran. I don't care if she was a mother, a wife, sister, daughter. I don't give Mrs. a damn.
Claus,
the bottom line is you were absolutely
wrong. I don't care.
You're
going to get it in the gun. Like, I'm sorry.
You say she was unarmed. How do I know that? All I know is she's trying to break into a building.
Thank
she's
you.
Already broken into a building. And the group she's with is extremely dangerous, breaking things and coming after representatives that I am sworn to protect. So you brought your ass through that window. I don't know what you got. I'm sure he said many times, do not come in here, get back, get down, something along those lines. And her dumb ass decided to crawl on through the window and she got shot. You know what happened after that? They didn't keep kicking that damn door.
No.
That was it.
Then they were concerned the about, you shot her. You shot
so
her.
What?
No, I was
and
like,
I'm going to shoot you too if you come through this window.
I was like, time out. Do you not see that there were barricades outside on the street, which was where y'all were supposed to be? You have now made it up the steps into a place of a secure building where Congress people come to organize.
And are terrified.
They
are terrified.
And you made it this far and thought you weren't going to get killed?
I'm so saddened by the fact that that is just whiteness. It's
ridiculous.
And that's my final point. Thank you so much for bringing that up, Joy. Sean King, bruh. No person of any complexion in this room right now, we run the gambit of complexions.
Yeah.
And not one person in this room would have gotten as far as that woman got if they had been black. Anybody in this room, we all would have been shot before we even made way through the damn Capitol.
So she got across across that barricade, I'm telling you, they would have lit us up.
We would have never got up the steps.
Please, they wouldn't have touched that barricade.
They wouldn't even have got
let
to the
steps. Let
alone
use it as a ladder.
You know what I mean? It just pisses me off.
And this is my thing is that
she's
makes
no
me,
martyr.
This
she
my,
died.
This
that's
is,
it.
And this is one thing that makes me. I always try to point out
that's
is
what she asked for.
They saw a police officer died from injuries due to that riot.
They
right?
beat him with a fucking fire extinguisher.
And this is the thing is. No, listen to this. No, listen to this. So this man died.
Blue Lives Matter.
This man died.
It's only the Blue Lives Matter when they're shooting Black Lives Matter.
That's it. Period.
That's the only time
we'll
Blue
stop
Lives
right
Matter.
There. That's
Blue
it.
Lives Matter as long as y'all are shooting the Black Lives that don't matter.
They were
to
saying
us.
That. They're not supposed to be shooting at us.
They're shooting the wrong people.
Time out here though. Blue Lives Matter so much that other Blue Lives helped you get injured and shot and killed.
I love to also
other police officers help them in there.
And yeah. I love
they were taking selfies.
Did y'all see the meme?
Like, do you understand this? You contributed to your own co-workers' injuries that caused death.
He is dead.
But blue lives are supposed to matter.
He's dead.
Like, that's ridiculous.
And Ashley, you can rest in all the pieces. All of them. I do not give a damn that you are no longer on this earth. I don't.
I mean, that's in line with how I feel about the people.
I'm sorry. Actually, I'm mad at myself. When I seen her being rushed out and they were doing CPR on her, I was like, oh shit, somebody got hurt. I was so concerned. Then when I seen the video, I was like, bitch.
Fuck you. You should have got it. You should have got several in the gut that day.
You lucky you only got one shot.
We would have been sprayed across all over that place. Like,
I don't care.
That man walked out with the freaking podium. Come on. Like,
waving.
Okay, the one thing that I also really want to highlight is, like, these are the same people that are up in arms when somebody protests the national anthem by kneeling, So you mean to tell me this is the same group of people that have so much issue with someone kneeling individually, their own person, taking a physical action, and you believe that that is so against democracy, but you will then storm, destroy, vandalize, and do all of these things to the pinnacle of the democracy that you say that you love so much. And the fact that people refuse to acknowledge that that is the real issue is funny to me.
So, piggybacking off your shit, boy. So, you are upset because Kaepernick and many other blacks and now supporters are taking a knee during the national anthem. But where is your outrage? This is what pissed me off the
most. I don't hear them talking.
But
now.
Pissed me off.
I'm waiting for that outrage.
If someone, look, I said this to my coworker.
I
want to
hear the Kaepernick people out here now.
It was never about the flag.
I want to hear them, but I want to hear them talk about this specifically.
Right, that's what
I talked to my coworker when I got to work on Wednesday, and I was like, what hurt me more than anything in this whole situation was the fact that a fucking Confederate flag is waving down the hallways of the U.S. Capitol building. I will never say that I've sacrificed more for this country than anybody else, but I've sacrificed a whole lot for this country, and still do. Mm-hmm. I struggled this weekend sacrificing for this country, and you can't tell me that it is okay or patriotic or anything else that a fucking Confederate flag was in the U.S. Capitol of all buildings in this country. I've always been upset with the Confederate flag because y'all lost.
Yep.
And it should be treason, in my opinion, if you fly a Confederate flag, if you put it on your car, if you wear it in a shirt, if you have a bandana, whatever has a Confederate flag on it, you deserve to be charged. Treason. Period. And it's even worse when you dumbass Northerners do it. You're not even from the South. How does that work? But the bottom line is,
they racist.
Everybody should feel
insulted.
So upset. Like, I literally, legitimately, I was hurt. Like, I felt hurt. Like, of all emotions out of everything that happened on Tuesday,
rage,
I felt
frustration,
hurt.
Anger. And the fact that you feel hurt is the pimp. That's crazy.
I mean, this large Confederate flag just waving down the aisles of the U.S. Capitol. After all the shit I've done
for this country,
and you mean to tell me that's what you're going to allow and be
that's
okay
what
with
we
it?
Doing?
You go, for, then you're going to turn around. So the whole reason that they were at the Capitol is because, again, the Electoral College votes
were
being certified. These Republicans there are several. Holly and Cruz are the main two senators. But there were 12 of them that were all going to object to the certification. And there were over 100 some odd House Republican representatives that were going to object to the certification of specific states. So what initially happened was they started the certification. They got to Arizona. There was objections. The way this works is one mass group of Congress. It's the House of Representatives and the Senate together going through the votes for each state. When there's an objection, they split. The House goes back to their side, the Senate stays, and they debate the objections.
They have like 2 hours.
They have 2 hours to debate, then they come back together and they either certify the votes or they, like, I guess, get rid of. I don't know. We never got that far. The bottom line is they split, and that's when the riot happened, and that's when the Capitol was, like, invaded. So they never got beyond Arizona. So fast forward 8 hours later, 9 p.m., they finally are back together, and I'm thinking, there's no way they're going to continue to object these other states, because one, it's all unfounded. There was no fraud. There was no cheating. Trump lost, period. So there's no way after a woman died, didn't know she was Ashley, because I wouldn't have gave a fuck. But at the time, I was like, a woman died. Like, we can't, y'all aren't going to object to this. You know what they did? Objected.
And just so you want to know who these seven people were, after we just witnessed ridiculous circusness outside, monkeys, thugs, rioters.
I want them to be called exactly
these seven senators decided after seeing a democracy almost get pulled down by a freaking mob. Ted Cruz, Josh Hawley, Cynthia Loomis, Roger Marshall, Rick Scott, Tommy Tuberville, and Cindy Highsmith. These were the idiots decided, well, we still gonna go ahead and object to this mess.
So
after all that,
yes,
I don't, first which of is all, crazy. How did all those tongues fit in Trump's butt?
This is ridiculous.
I mean, kind of big, bro.
His butthole cannot be that big.
Like, do you not realize people die? Like, do you not realize that you almost lost your life today?
You almost lost your life today.
I will say this. I thought there would never come a day on earth
where
Lindsey Graham would speak, and I would agree.
Right?
But I mean, his speech was very good. The very minuscule, minute amount of respect that I have for that man is only because he literally was like, I'm not objecting to anything else. This is done.
Right.
People have died. Ain't nothing going to come of this. Biden won.
Some of the other senators were so shaken by that. Kelly Loeffler from Georgia, she was supposed to object. She said, you know what?
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. But Kelly Loeffler had lost already.
But
you shouldn't be here voting for anything.
What I'm saying is, when they described her, when she decided to discuss it, she was straight up like, I'm so shaken by this. Like, we just need to move this process on. Like, I'm not objecting to nothing no more. I pull it back.
Right.
These seven people decided it was still in their good graces and ideas for the American people that I'm going to still go ahead and do and pull this mess.
Because you want to run for president in 4 years.
If you make it there.
They need to resign. They need to be out of Congress, period. Trump needs to be impeached.
And the thing that makes me so upset by this is that we're running all these articles about, like, why did the police not do their job as they would, like, in a Black Lives Matter situation? Like, why did they not do this? My main concern is, which I'm pretty sure is going to happen, is the next time another black person is killed by the police, that they're going to use this as an example, and people are going to get really hurt. Protesting on our behalf, because we really have a reason to protest.
Another thing I wanted to touch on about the riots, and shout out to Jamila Hill. Did y'all see her read Trump for Phil?
No,
one of the things as a result, even though we did have those still jackasses still objecting,
yeah.
One of the things that did come out that was good is Trump is getting silenced on a lot of these social media platforms.
Yes, Lord.
It's outstanding.
And Jamila Hill came out and she read for Phil, and she explained, number one, why we touched a little bit about this when we were talking about Carrie Hilson and her ignorant ass comment. But Jamila Hill came out and she explained it so poignantly and perfect. Basically said that the fact that Trump is getting silenced is appropriate and necessary because of all of the reasons why we all know. Like, the things that he says incites violence, the things that he says are bigoted, the things that he says is divisive, you know what I mean? All of these things.
Lies.
So one of the things that I am, like, excited about, I guess as a positive we can say, from all of this madness, is we're seeing some accountability from social media.
I hear what you're saying, Joy, but I don't agree.
It's too little, too late.
Yes, I think it's absolutely way too late. The house is already burning down. You're standing out front, like, and you're pouring a glass of water on it. Like,
if I'm the hose, right, and if the hose is the reason how the pool, that swimming pool over there gets filled up, if all of a sudden that what's in that swimming pool is dangerous, and all of a sudden, like, ooh, let me retract the hose now because we should have put a limit on how much water we put in that pool.
I mean,
it's like you were the reason that the pool got filled.
And Twitter has been defending it.
Yeah. And yes, this particular house is on fire, but just in terms of moving forward, like,
no, maybe I agree.
Moving forward, this is a step in the right direction.
I agree, and I hope they never, like, let him have any platform again.
He's banned permanently. Because
you know what took me the most? Shopify banned him. I know that's right, Shopify.
I don't even know what that is. I know Pinterest blocked him, and I was like, Pinterest.
Sorry, Shopify. But yeah, so I mean, one of the things, like,
that was a shout out for them.
Shout out to Shopify.
Take that advertisement.
Oh yeah,
we are not. This is not.
They were like, I know Shopify was like, nobody has heard of us in a while. So we also banned Trump. We also banned him.
Now they're talking about us on NOA.
Yeah, Shopify, right? But yeah, so I think that that is one kind of good thing that's coming out of it. So, I mean, in addition to me wanting to see some real, like, some harsh sentence coming down, because at the end of the day, we know black and brown people are the ones at the butt of the criminal justice system, and we do far less and get much more in penal, and, you know what I mean? So I want to see everybody who was traipsing through them halls, standing on desks. And you know what? I also wonder, who sanitized after all that ruckus?
Black people. There's a whole article about
who
that.
Cleaned up?
There's a whole article about that shows black janitors in the White House
after white people cleaning made up a whole damn mess.
And the thing says, it says, look at the stark reality of this.
Y'all and
look at the stark reality of this.
Ass jackass.
Cleaning up all this stuff. And they went right back in the session like that.
Well, they needed to.
Right.
They absolutely.
I mean, they
what they were doing, the business that they were conducting for once was actually very necessary. And the whole point in that whole insurrection was to stop what was happening. So I agree with them immediately going back to
Well, they had to. That's their job.
They didn't have a choice.
Right.
That's there was no postponing.
No.
You were going to finish
it. It had
to
be done that day. Yes. Right.
Was there anything else positive we can pull from that fucking cluster?
Well, right now, Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, just put out that the House will absolutely be voting on impeachment this week coming up. So that is another positive that came out of this, because Trump needs to be impeached. I don't know if it'll make it through the Senate. I doubt it, to be honest. I doubt he'll be convicted and removed. But if he were impeached, he would no longer get his $200,000 a year pension.
Yeah, he would lose.
Thank you.
He wouldn't have Social Security. I mean, it's the Secret Service.
He would not have a Secret Service detail anymore. He would not get the $1 million travel allowance that past presidents get a year. And the best part of it all is he will never be able to run for office again. So impeachment needs to happen. For all those reasons and more.
Agreed. He needs to be made an example of. I'm sorry. Seriously. I hate saying that, but for what he just did, I hate saying that because it was always, I always felt like that was done to me a lot.
I just feel like
But he needs to make an example for the simple reasons that we need to show and put it down now.
It's about accountability.
Right. This is out of control. Y'all allowed this man to become this. We knew this was going to happen eventually.
But Hillary Clinton. She told y'all.
This is just as much y'all's fault as it is his own.
She watching the TV. Hillary Clinton was chilling with the collective black energy where it was like, dang, none of my business.
Right. That's exactly
what it was.
That is on y'all.
None of my business. I tried to tell y'all. I'll be at inauguration, though. But I'm going to just chill right here and keep sipping my Alizé.
That's such a mess. I can't even believe it.
Play with my grandbabies.
The crazy thing, I was at work and people just was like, all the black people was like, do you see this bullshit that happened? These people walk around like it's nothing.
Let me tell you something. I was sitting on the couch watching all of it. Let me tell you my day real quick. When I got to work, I was excited that the Electoral College was going to be certified.
Right.
So I went to work, and I don't know why, but on Tuesday I was the only person in the office because look at God. So I went in, I signed into my Sling on my computer, I turned on MSNBC, and I watched it all day. So then I went to lunch, and I was like, you know what? Like, they're about to get into the goods. Like, and I know this is when these Republicans are about to object. I can't be in the office because people going to keep knocking on the door. People going to keep sending emails. So I left. Maybe I shouldn't say this on here, but I went home. So I get home at 1 o'clock. I change. I get comfortable. I go to the couch. I turn MSNBC on again. And they had already objected, and they were splitting. I was like, oh, here we go, right? And then the insurrection happened, and I was like,
this is crazy.
Holy shit.
Right.
This is really happening. Look at these. That woman just died. Like, I was just literally, there's a Confederate flag in the Capitol.
This man like,
I'm
scaling the building. Like, you're like,
he's swinging from the wall of the House floor. It does not make sense. He's sitting on the dais.
The police is taking selfies with the rioters.
The National Guard has been called, but they won't come because they need the Secretary of Defense to sign off on it. Like, it was just, but the thing is, out of all those thoughts that I had, I didn't care. It was none of my business.
Mm-hmm.
I did what I was supposed to do. Oh, yeah. I voted. We spoke about this election for what, 2 years now on this show? Like, we talked about people voting. I donated money.
Yep.
Like, I've done everything in my power to change the hands of power in this country, and it worked. And now the people who are not technically in power, but still are in power, now they're upset, and I'm just entertained. Well, not at the loss of what, well, Ashley girl, I don't care. But that police officer that died, that got beat up with a fire extinguisher, I'm a little upset about that.
It was literally, you can't write this stuff.
You can't.
You cannot write this stuff. That was ridiculous. Like, I could have not even thought that that would ever happen.
Another positive that Chad just, like, hit me to right now. Another positive we can add to our list. I'm not sure if you guys see Representative Ocasio-Cortez is the latest House Democrat to suggest invoking Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which disqualifies elected officials who have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the United States.
That's outstanding.
The clause was originally enacted to limit the influence of former Confederates in the Reconstruction era, and it has been used occasionally, like, over the history of the past how many years? So,
that,
like,
is awesome.
How dope would that be?
I got another little civics lesson, though, when you say
House resolution after... Okay, so in 1919, I guess it was the last time it was used, based on an espionage act that happened. So that's where we are in 2020.
Right.
We're invoking acts of espionage. We're getting, like...
Let me say this.
Republicans' votes disqualify for insurrection.
2021 said, I'm not going to make y'all think y'all going to have a good or a bad year. I'm just going to show you what year you're going to have. That's what 2020 was.
It's on me.
Yeah.
Kind of
this is me.
It.
This is me. You said only.
You
I'm only me.
Get.
This is me.
Wow. Here
Six
we
days
are.
In and we already had a riot.
But looking at so, invoking Section 3.
The last time,
all right, my bad. Okay.
I think the last time
an insurrection.
That a objection to the Electoral College happened was in like 1870 something after a presidential election, obviously.
Yeah.
And this is what Lindsey or Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley wanted. They wanted to create that where the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, the Senate Majority Leader, which is the Grim Reaper, Mitch McConnell, and one, I think it's the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, would select five representatives and five senators to go through each state and, like, do a review. They wanted to give it 2 more weeks. Or
whatever. And I was like, something got time for that.
The last time they did that, though, basically the allegations that were being made and the reason that that group was going to
review
to those states, and it was South Carolina, Florida, and Louisiana that they reviewed, all southern states. They literally, like, founded the whatever the objection was. And so the only way that whatever president it was, I wish I would have brought my notebook. To allow him to take office, he agreed not to continue the reconstruction essentially of the South. So when Jim Crow and all that began, because he withdrew all, like, troops and shit. Was like, okay, go ahead, continue doing what you're doing, but I just want to be president. It's just, the fact remains, this is another white man wanting to hold power and not caring about the mass, the group. It's all about me. I want to be president so bad that I will let all the blacks in the South suffer.
Right.
Because it doesn't matter to me, because I'm not black and I'm the president. That's all there is to it.
This.
But, like, Lindsey Graham kind of said, he was like, that shit didn't work back in the 1800s. Why do y'all think it's going to work now? Like, you're just wasting your time. Bottom one. Like, I was like, whoa, Lindsey, really?
I, I just know that going forward, everybody who has kids, when they start to talk about 2020, parents are going to be like, what did they teach you in school about that day?
Oh, yeah. When
they're like, don't sugar, we ain't going to sugarcoat this mess. Like, we're going to tell you exactly what it was.
Remember when I said all us black people collectively was like, this ain't none of my business?
Yeah, ain't none of my business.
15 years from now, black people are going to be sitting in the back of history classes like,
go ahead. And so,
you tell them.
And you say when them. The white people acted crazy. Yes.
When those rioters,
when the white people started climbing, the thugs was climbing up the fence.
And then that dumb bitch Ashley got shot in the neck.
Oh, yup.
Oh, and
died.
She was a terrorist. The terrorist Ashley got shot when she climbed
And let's not forget,
all that language.
There were bombs found at the RNC and the DNC. So that was also a thing. There was all this stuff was supposed to happen.
This is
where we are 6 days into the new year through this.
And this is where we are. We're 10 days out from inauguration. Can you imagine? Like,
the level of
psycho that is out there right now. I'm glad. I was going to inauguration because Colin Harris is
about
to. I'm going. I was like, I don't give a damn. I know it's going to be cold. I know it's COVID, but I'm going to the inauguration. Then I was like,
I don't think that's a good idea, huh?
Nah, I can't do it. Like, sis, I'm going to be watching online. I am going to take the day off.
You know what you were signing up for, girl.
I'm going to take the day off. I'm going to log in. And I'm going to watch.
Right.
I'm going to have my daughter there. We're going to watch it together.
That's it.
But we ain't going to DC.
No.
And especially now, y'all, I can only imagine. I'm scared for my friends that live in D.C. I need y'all to be safe. Stay home. Stay in your houses. Come to Pittsburgh.
Pat down every white person that enters your service.
Actually, speaking of, safety, this next week here in Pittsburgh, y'all need to be safe as well. We are one of the most racist cities in the country as well.
Oh, God.
And there are a ton of intelligence in regards to, riots and things of that nature happening with white supremacy groups in the city of Pittsburgh. So, literally, pay attention to where you are. If you don't need to be out, don't be out. Specifically at night, go home. The cover of darkness makes everything worse. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of why also, when you seen the police and the National Guard out at the Capitol, it got dark at 5:15 and it was on. It was like, okay, let's go. Because cover of darkness is always better to work in. So these white supremacists, they know that. They're going to be looking for people that look like us. And you just don't know. So the safe bet is just to stay home.
That's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, on a semi-high note, I just wanted to share this with you. I saw this inspirational tweet from we need it, right?
Yes, we do.
From one of the...
2021 trying us.
2021, she is showing her ass.
No, I'm not mad at her. I'm not mad at her. She's like, this is who I am.
You know what? I feel like 2021 is the older or the younger sister who was like, you know what? Y'all thought my older sister was bad.
Y'all know.
I got to do.
But I fight.
Right. I like to scratch.
2020 went and got his cousin.
Right, right. 2021 is 2020's cousin. Look, I fight bitches.
That's right. The cousin that's not afraid to fight somebody's younger sibling.
Right.
But I saw this tweet on the Jasmine brand, and it said, mercy is when God gives us what we need and not what we deserve. And I started to kind of ponder that. And, you know, as hectic as this year and as hectic as this, how sad is it to say this year, how many days of it into it has been?
10 days.
I feel like we're at I feel like we're at a pinnacle. Like, brown people, I think we're all fed up. I think we've had enough. I think now we have been, for so long, we didn't have no ammunition in our back pockets, right? Now these white people just jumped out here and acted a whole goddamn clown. So I feel
and now we see you.
Y'all got you out the hooves.
Right.
Y'all clapped. Did all the dancing in the streets.
Bucking.
Ghetto.
Acted a ghetto.
I was just like this.
Neighing through the streets. You know what I mean? And I feel like we gotta win. Now
we was out in we was crossing out, we was out in the field. Like, you see them shits out there?
The ghetto. America.
The ghetto.
Zero and stars. Now, you know do I mean? Not recommend.
At all.
Ask for a refund immediately.
Don't even collect that $200 they got. It ain't worth nothing.
Give it back. If you did collect it, just give it back.
But I don't know. I guess, yeah. So
actually, I
want
my stimulus, so I ain't giving nothing back.
I want my student.
I got mine.
I got mine. I want the rest of it.
Oh, right. Without payment. Right.
But I feel like we got good things to come personally.
Yeah. I do too. There's a moment to breathe. Like, seriously. I've been home.
I will say this. Like, 2020, I got my first vaccination. So for the shot. So that's been good so far. I get my second one soon. So it'll be good.
I get my first one the first week of February.
Right. So, you know, we got something to look forward to.
I didn't even know it comes in rounds.
It's two shots. So, depending on which one you get, it takes a shorter window to get the second one. So,
that's fine. I won't be present for first or second, but y'all let me know.
Do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
You know, when we go travel, right. You know, across the seas, we'll just be like, how you doing, girl? Like, you know.
Right, when they be like, oops, she can't come in. I'm
like,
bugger.
Bye-bye.
I'm like, you gonna bring me some
when you sit in first class.
I'll bring everything back. Right, I'll bring everything back.
A COVID shot? Yes.
I would invite you. But my phone told me that you ain't
that. You know, you know what's so funny, and I love that we have to end on a laugh. But I was having a conversation with my mom and some other black aunties and, you know, older black women, and we were talking about the COVID vaccine, and it's just hilarious to me how not with it
people are
you know what I mean? I thought that it would be a lot more I thought that it would be much more well received in the black community than it's being.
Ooh, that's a whole other episode.
And
of
I'm like, oh boy. So y'all really not talking about this.
The biggest concern right now is that hospital systems and nursing homes are having issues getting their staff vaccinated.
Yeah, for sure.
Because people are just like, so many people are like, nah, I'm good, keep going. Like, I'm
good. The army has sent me three emails already, like, are you interested in getting a shot when it's available? Yes. Just making sure. Are you
right. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we just wanted to know. Yes. Yes.
I'm like, I'm gonna take from me. Like,
is it ready now?
Yeah.
Like, I will be there.
But yeah, but I've been getting lots of laughs from my black aunties.
To sum everything up, black folks, continue minding your business. That's all we gotta do.
Stay
black, stay hydrated, and mind your business.
And you remember on January 6th, 2021, white people went freaking crazy.
Only five people
died. Please. Like, just remember that.
On a serious note, say that please, like I said, until inauguration, go ahead and take your moment, take your breath. But January 20th, start figuring out what election is next in your area.
Yes.
I'm sure that March, April, May, June time frame are primary elections in most cities. You have people running for city councils, mayors, state-level officials, county. There's so many different sheriffs. We got
to
be on top of all that.
So we got work
district
to do,
attorneys.
Is what you're telling
us? We still got work to do. We cannot stop. We have to focus. Okay. I'm sure there's some special election out there. Some congressman or senator is going to, you know, quit or be removed. There will be a special election for those seats. So, like, we literally have to stay on top of this stuff. I know it's exhausting, but it's too important. And honestly, we finally got results that we can appreciate. We have a Democratic president. It might not have been the one we all wanted initially, but we got one. That's fine. We have a black vice president coming in.
Right.
The Senate is flipping to Democratic, so it'll be in Democratic control. The House of Representatives is already controlled by Democrats, meaning all of Congress is controlled by Democrats. We're in a good space right now. We are in a place where we can potentially get things done. We also need to keep the fire to the feet of the people we just elected.
Yes.
Do not let them celebrate this week and then not. Yeah. Figure out Warnock and Ossoff. They will have phone numbers in D.C. Mm-hmm. Call them. Email them. Tell them what you need. I voted for you. I stood in line for 2 damn hours to vote for you. You're going to do what I need you to do.
And you're going
to
answer.
Right.
You gonna pay person. What you owe.
Right.
You gonna pay what you owe, Santa. And that's the bottom line. Seriously, like, we gotta stay on top of the people we elected, and we gotta start working towards the next election.
Yes.
Every election counts. Every single one. Primary, general election, special election, runoff, all of them count. They all matter. Your vote counts. There was a couple elections that were, I mean, Biden won Georgia by like 12,000 votes. That's nothing. That literally sounds like it's nothing. There are other counties where Democrats won by, you know, 400, 500, 800 votes. Every vote counts.
Especially now, because it's more getting, like, split, like, kind
of
even.
And let's, I mean, outside of minding our business, let's keep making them mad.
We don't have an MVP this week, but I guess
Stacey Abrams again.
Shout out to Stacey Abrams, but also in terms of keeping them mad, my MVP, I guess, this week can be the cast of Shonda Rhimes and Bridgerton and the cast of the Netflix show. I mean, shout out
did
to
you
them.
Finish the season?
I sure did. Dan told me
who the hell Witherspoon or whoever, the lady who writes the. He told me who it was.
Well, you don't know. Well, everybody, shout out to Shondaland. She has another hit. Check it out on Netflix. It's about the Regency period. Reggae Jean-Paul is the lead actor in that. He is a British actor. He is so fine. But he's actually super well-spoken, super intelligent, and he talks about inclusion in the Regency period. And he really intelligently speaks about why he enjoyed being on a period piece, and especially one produced by Shondaland. And he talked about how in history we have we paint out black people, we paint out brown people, we paint out all kinds of minorities. But working with Shonda, she's bringing all of those people back to the conversation.
The queen is black. I'm here for it.
Because she was, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I like that. I like that aspect of brown. So I guess that would be my MVP.
Awesome. I'm here for it. I like Shonda.
Shout out from Shonda.
And I like the fact that she's with Netflix after they tried to play her. Give me my Disney ticket. Give me it.
And it's talks of it getting renewed for 8 seasons.
And now, like, she has this
63 million.
She has this like hit show, her first one. So NBC, how about that?
Starring brown people, I love it. So I mean, white people acted the fool this mess, but also black people showed out, and there was some greatness. So check that out. Do you have anything else you want to celebrate, real quick?
Celebrate.
Just again, mind your business. Stay hydrated. And keep making them mad.
All right. Check out the website. Wes will put up the Jamila Hill read for Trump and why it's important.
Yeah, just send me the link. Yeah.
It's important why he's getting censored by these social media platforms. That's super awesome. Check out our website. Like, subscribe,
share.
Let them know.
Subscribe anywhere that you listen to podcasts. Check us out on NOA Pod on Instagram. And Not Ancestors on Twitter. So,
we will see y'all next week or whatever.
Right.